Get in the locker room with Colorado Mesa Sports. This is Mav Day on the team.
With us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He had a huge game in the South Central Region 2 Bracket Championship game on Saturday. A couple of home runs. One of those just happened to be a grand slam. Eight RBIs on the day. Jordan Stubbings, Maverick Gold Glove winning first baseman, joins us right now. Jordan, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on today.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me on.
Take us through what happened in that first inning on Saturday, where Matthew Turner leads it off. A lot of energy in your dugout with that leadoff home run from Matthew. Then later on, you get the opportunity, bags loaded, to drive a ball to left field. And you get a grand slam in the championship game of your side of the regional tournament. Just take us through what was going through your mind as a senior in a game where that could be the last game of your career or could be another step toward getting back to the World Series for you and your teammates. Take us through what it was like in that first inning.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of emotions going up and down, especially when Chase went up ahead of me and he unfortunately didn't get bases loaded and drive people in. So I went up there and I was just like, you know, got to leave it all on the line, you know, put all your chips in the middle and just play and have fun because this could be the last time and you never want to go out just regretting things. So it was like the whole team mentality this week, and it was just, hey, go have fun because, you know, this might be the last time we play together and we never want to look back at this time and be stressed and be upset that we didn't just go out there and play as a team and have fun.
And that kind of came from Skip. That came from the very top of, hey, go out, have fun, swing free, you know, be aggressive. Don't be stupid. Be aggressive, though, and just have a good time. And I mean, like he likes to tell, you know, if you guys would lose a game, hey, we're going to turn on the, you know, the stereo in the clubhouse. We're going to have a good time. We're going to put this one behind us if we lose one. And he had that same kind of approach with this one where, look, just go let it all hang out, man, like what you were saying. And, boy, you guys responded to that kind of just a laid-back approach to going to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. He challenged us before the game. He said that the pitchers have been doing a great job for us, which they have been. They've been grinding for us all week, and we haven't been scoring like we usually do. So he challenged us before the game to get in the double digits, and, you know, I mean, we did. we absolutely got in the double digits. And it was like it kind of felt like the chains had been taken off of us a little bit, where we've been playing with so stressed and so, like just trying to make things happen instead of just, you know, hey, we're good as heck at baseball. Like, let's go out there and just play, and let's go play against the score, not play against the team, if you know what I mean. So it was really fun getting to do that. Scoring a lot of runs, and it was good to see that again because we haven't scored a lot of runs in the past couple of weeks, so that was fun to play.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you guys got and scored 28 runs against St. Edward's on Saturday to advance the Super Regional. Jordan Stubbings, Maverick first baseman, with us today on the program. And when you look at, you know, some of the other guys in this lineup, Hayden McGeary, obviously, Spencer Bramwell, those guys have been all-region players, have had sensational seasons in terms of what they've done at the plate. But, I mean, you're a guy that's certainly capable of putting up really impressive power numbers. And sometimes maybe, you know, you're rewarded for your Gold Glove work, Jordan, at first base, and you've been sensational there. But maybe I think sometimes people forget what a good power bat you are. And, boy, you get to put that on display on Saturday, saying to McGeary and to Bramwell, hey, you know what? You guys can go yard, but I've got some pops in this bat as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's been a down year overall power-wise for me. I'm still hitting at a good average, but
sure.
Yeah, it's been kind of difficult to get them over the fence this year, and you know, I've been just happy that I haven't let that get to my head, and I've just been like, you know what? You're just going to do what you're going to do, take what the game gives you. You know, I'm not a McGeary where I can pop a ball up and still have enough juice to get it out, you know. But I still have juice, and I'm going to just play my game and allow the game to come myself, and that's how I'm going to be a good player and good player for the team, and that's how I've always been since I've been here. I mean, I've hit really well every year since I've come to Mesa, so I'm just going to keep doing me.
Yeah, 2021 All-RMAC first team. This year won the RMAC Gold Glove at first base from Legend High School. Senior Jordan Stubbings joining us today on the program. And take me through what it's been like to play at Bergman, where in this your senior year you get a chance to play in that great facility. The crowd, you guys have to really feed off that crowd because it's so close to you guys now with the intimate nature of that ballpark, Jordan. That just has to make it a lot of fun when you really feel the energy of the Maverick fan base cheering you guys on.
Oh, it's been amazing, man. We all played at Saplesio every single year since I've been here, so it's been a little bit different playing in a different field and having a new home feel and everything like that. So that it was hard to get used to it at first, but then all of a sudden when they let the fans come in and they started having like the opening night and everything like that, it just felt right at home. I mean, the fans have been amazing, and we appreciate how much and how many people have come out and supported us, and it's been so fun. I mean, at Bergman, it's like you guys are right on top of us, so we can hear everything, we can feel the vibes, and it's been so much fun playing in front of everybody there. It sucks that I won't get to do that again, but you know that it was a lot of great memories. A lot of great memories there already. And we only played, I think, like two or three series, like under the lights there as well. So I wish I got more, but, you know, it was fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, savor what you got, right? And the times you got to play at the Diamond. Jordan Stubbings with us today, hitting .357 on the season, 65 RBIs. Of course, had the tremendous 8 RBI performance. And the Mavericks went over St. Edwards to punch their ticket to the Super Regional. And now, Jordan, it's a team you guys know pretty darn well, and that's Angelo State. Pitching staff may not be as good as it was last year, but they still have a team that, from an offensive standpoint, they're hitting around .365, pretty good offensive club. You guys go into that as the underdog, and I would think that you have to kind of relish that, right, being the underdog in this one against Angelo.
Oh yeah, we're really excited about this weekend. I mean, the last couple of years that we've gone down there, we've been the one seed going down there and playing, and so you've had a lot of pressure on yourself to do well. And then now we're just like, you know what, put all the chips to the middle, have fun, man. It's gonna be so much fun. I'm really, really excited. I'm really excited how our team's gonna get down there and play, because I know that we're gonna go down there and play like we have nothing to lose, because you know. That's what underdogs should do, man. That's we're the underdogs this weekend, so we just play with no regrets. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, they are a good team, and we've played them so many times now. We know them, and I mean, the series is even since I've been here. I mean, I think we're 2-2 against them overall in the playoffs, and we won my sophomore year when we won down there to go to the World Series and everything. And then last year, of course, is what happened. But, I mean, it'd be nice to leave them with a winning record. You mean, I want to beat them again. It's really bad. And I know all of our seniors do, too.
Jordan Stubbings, Maverick first baseman, with us today. They have Ben Elder, who is their number two last year, who's become their number one this year. 9-2 record, 3.28 ERA. He's one of those arms that's back for them, and you know, like I said, their pitching staff maybe not as strong as it was last year, but Elder leads a group that's pretty good, and I'm sure you guys will probably face Ben Elder coming up on Friday.
They have a good staff. They're just experienced. They know what they're doing. They're not very overpowering, but you know, they know how to get out, just like our guys. So we're gonna be just fine, and we're gonna just go down there, take us one step at a time, and have fun, man.
And make another trip to the World Series, right? I know that'd be the perfect way for you, all your fellow seniors, to finish off your career, going back to Cary and coming back with a national championship. And this is another step in hopefully making that happen.
Yeah, you know, it's been our dream. I mean, this class that I'm a part of has done so many things together, and we've played so many games together. We have so many records at the school now because we're just the old guys that got the hat because of COVID and everything like that. So the one thing we are missing, though, is that national championship. And we definitely can do it, and we have the talent to do it. It's just a matter of just putting it all together and playing for each other at the right times, you know. So, well, that's our goal. And we're grinding to get back there, and we're excited about it, but, you know, one step at a time.